I've been consistent through the years in relation to outsourcing of work. I believe that the council should be investing into staff, male or female, to carry out works that need it, not just alone on the roads, but also on housing and on any section within the council. I think it serves the community and the council better. What we've seen in recent years is that staff has been brought down to where there's barely anything left but a skeleton of a staff, and this is totally unacceptable. And what we need to do is investing more into the equipment, investing more into staff and putting the staff out to work. I'm totally and utterly against outsourcing of works. I believe that it's in the best interest of the council to invest into the staff itself and not to be outsourcing work. This is no reflection on to the companies and contractors that get the contract, but I still believe that it's best served for the council and the county that work is carried out by the workers themselves.
You're voicing your concerns due to recent works being carried out in the west of the county. Is this, though, a county-wide issue?
Well, it's not alone that it's a county-wide issue. It's an issue right around the whole 26 counties. It's a policy that has been there for many years by both the previous government and this government, which buys into the neoliberal policy of looking after the interest of companies instead of looking after the interest of people, putting companies' interests first over people. And I don't believe that's the right policy to have. What we need to be doing, like I says, is investing heavily into staff, putting women and men out to work, then investing into the equipment.